Hello, I'm Pauline Payne, and you're at Post 9 of the Happy Valley and Farthing Downs Nature Trail. This grassland was probably grazed continuously from the time that the Romans occupied Britain right up until the mid-20th century, when a local farmer last kept cattle on the downs. In the 1960s, however, grazing declined, and small bushes or scrub began to spread over Farthing Downs and to shade out the rare downland plants. After grazing ceased, the grassland was managed by cutting it for hay. Although this benefited some of the species, hay cutting didn't control the scrub, which continued to spread, and there was a gradual decline in the flora and fauna of the downs. To restore this habitat to its former glory, grazing was reintroduced by the City of London Corporation in 1992. The scrub was cleared and grazing animals were used to maintain the open grassland. The beautiful red-coloured Sussex cattle, which now graze on Farthing Downs, have been specially selected for their excellent temperament and their placid nature. Grazing animals such as cattle, sheep and goats each have different eating and browsing habits, and they can produce a wide range of environmental conditions, from bare soil through to short grass and longer tussocks. This variety of habitats supports a wide range of wildflowers, grasses, insects, birds, and other animals on the downs, including several which are now nationally rare. An extra bonus of the livestock is their dung. This attracts many beetles and other invertebrates, and Farthing Downs now provides a habitat for over 30 species of dung beetle. There are only 60 species found in Britain overall. These invertebrates provide food for birds and small mammals, which, in turn, attract larger birds of prey to the downs. To continue walking the nature trail, carry on down the diagonal path towards the wooden electricity pole, go past the four-fingered waymarker, through the gate, and into the belt of trees, and you will see Post 10 straight ahead.